Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor John Lindell, lead pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
I'm excited about the word I'm going to share with you. I want to talk to you about stronghold walls are coming down. We sing that song. And I was thinking in relationship to the message on Sunday where we looked at Hebrews chapter 13 and verses 1 through 6, that some of those areas can become strongholds in our life. We maybe don't even realize it. And so we talked about five areas where we can live a life that pleases God. One was loving fellow Christians. Another was showing hospitality. Another was demonstrating compassion. Another one was sexual purity. And another one was to live in contentment. But what happens is, in some of those areas, it becomes difficult to do those things, not because the person doesn't want to, but because there's a stronghold. And the Bible talks about strongholds. What is a stronghold? Well, first of all, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and we're going to read from verses 3 through 5, where Paul writes this: "For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, that is, they're not human, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to Christ." I would define a stronghold this way. A stronghold is a mindset that accepts a situation as unchangeable, even though it is contrary to the Word of God. You know what's sad? A lot of Christians have been deceived into thinking that certain strongholds in their life cannot be broken, that strongholds are something you live with, that there's no way out. But the Bible teaches that we're in a war with demonic forces, and part of the way they battle us is they build strongholds in our heart and mind. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, Paul reminds us we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against the evil spirits in the heavenly places. Your battle is spiritual. Your battle is not just against circumstances, it's against demonic forces. And they want you and I to think unbiblically about strongholds and about our own life. So we need spiritual weapons if we're going to fight a spiritual enemy, because you can't fight a spiritual war with fleshly weapons. Now the question is this: how does a person tear down spiritual strongholds? What I want to do is I want to give you five ways to do that. Number one, tear down strongholds by dealing with demonic influence. Dr. Vincent Sinan, one of the great Pentecostal scholars of the last generation, served as the dean of the School of Divinity at Regent University, and he believed that deliverance was often a part of God's sanctifying work in the life of the believer. Some people may balk at this, but a Christian can have demonic activity in their life to a varying degree. You say this: well, if you're full of the Holy Spirit, how could you have a demon present? And my answer to that is, if you were continually full of the Holy Spirit, you couldn't. But that really is the issue for most people. A lot of people have been filled with the Spirit, but they're not living in the fullness of the Spirit. And at any point, a person compromises in an area of their life or allows sinful behavior in their life, at that point, they're opening the door to demonic activity in their life. I mean, what else could Paul be saying when he writes this in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26? In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. If something as common as anger can give the devil a foothold, then how much more could something like bitterness, sexual immorality, greed, or pornography give the devil a foothold in a person's life? I've said this before, but I think it bears mentioning again. There are three areas, three things that can open a person's life, in my opinion, can open their life to the devil, maybe more than anything else outside of actual occult activity. One is bitterness, where a person hangs on to something and doesn't let it go. You'll find in James chapter 3, bitterness is demonic wisdom, where you feel justified in an offense against you. Another is substance abuse, drug abuse, because a person in an altered state of consciousness, really you drop the gate to your mind and your soul down, and that allows demonic activity. Or number three is sexual sin. It does something to the core of a person. Here's the danger in tolerating sin in your life. I would say that sin almost always starts as something of the flesh. But when it's repeated over and over again, it becomes a spiritual sin empowered by the forces of darkness. And at that point, the sin in your life becomes supernaturally empowered and demonically exacerbated. It's a stronghold, and you need to deal with the demonic influence if you're going to break that stronghold down. And that may require deliverance. There's a second area or way to tear down a stronghold, and that's by using spiritual weapons. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4, Paul writes this, "We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds." We have to understand that a stronghold is spiritual in nature and must be dealt with spiritually. And if people don't use God's weapons, they will only experience temporary moments of relief due to positive thinking and behavior modification, but they will not tear the stronghold down. You say, well, what are God's weapons? And this could be a sermon in itself. First of all, I would say repentance. That you have to turn, you have to acknowledge, this is displeasing to God. I'm thinking wrong about this. I need to turn from this. Number two, the Word of God. Get the Word of God in your life so that you can think biblically about your life and the circumstances of your life. Number three, prayer, that you would pray and ask the power of God to set you free. Praying in the Spirit, I believe, is another huge weapon, spiritual weapon in warfare. Pleading the blood of Jesus over your life. The blood cleanses us from sin. The blood can break down strongholds. And finally, I would suggest that walking in humility, every day just saying, Lord, I just want to walk in humility. I want to have a listening ear. I want to have a humble heart. I don't want to think of myself more highly than I ought. I want to prefer others above myself. You do that and you'll be surprised what that will do to help you tear down strongholds. A third way to tear down strongholds is by knocking down human reasoning. Paul writes this, 2 Corinthians 10:4, we use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning. Knocking down in the Greek literally means to disassemble, if necessary, bit by bit, or to pull apart. So think of it as you're dismantling something stone by stone, maybe a wall or a building structure. Stone by stone, you're taking it apart. It's not like you're just pushing a bulldozer in to take it out, though the Holy Spirit can do that. And I do think there is a Holy Spirit bulldozer that at times moves a stronghold immediately, but many times it's done by taking it apart bit by bit. And what are we knocking down? We're knocking down human reasoning. It's interesting, that word in the Greek, we get our word logic from it. We're knocking down human logic. A lot of times people have a stronghold in their life and it is the result of human logic that says, I can't love people, I can't get with people because I like to be alone. That's human logic. Or let's say that somebody's engaged in a sexual relationship with somebody that they're not married to. And human reasoning says, human logic says, well, it's not that big a deal. Or human logic says, well, God wants me to be happy. Or human logic says, if I let this relationship go, no one else will love me, or I won't be able to make it financially. That's human reasoning. And you have to disassemble those lies and break down the stronghold of the enemy. Let me put it to you this way. Your life won't change until your thinking does. If you change your thoughts, if you identify those problem areas, you'll change your life. And when you do fail, if you'll say, God, I'm not making the progress I want. I acknowledge it. I repent for thinking wrongly. And I'm going to replace that human wisdom with the word of God. Found it very interesting. I was reading and came across this quote by Pastor Vladimir Savchuk. He writes this, behind every stronghold is a lie. Behind every lie is a fear. And behind every fear is an idol. So you got to change your thinking. Number four, tear down strongholds by capturing rebellious thoughts and replacing them with thoughts that honor Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5, Paul writes, we capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. When a thought is false, when a thought is unbiblical, when a wrong thought begins to build your mind. And I mean, let me just say this. Some of you have a stronghold of poor self-esteem, poor self-image. You constantly hear that you're ugly, you're stupid, you're not wanted, nobody likes you, you're not as good as somebody else. When that happens, that over time, what happens, you begin to believe that lie. It's become a stronghold. You have to speak to the thought, you have to command it to go, and you have to replace it with the word of God. The great preacher David Martin Lloyd-Jones called this discipline, quote, the main art of spiritual living, end quote, saying you have to know how to handle yourself. He goes on to say this, I love this. The essence of this matter is to understand that this self of ours, this other man within us, has got to be handled. Do not listen to him. Turn on him. Speak to him. Upbraid him. Exhort him. Encourage him. Remind him of what you know instead of listening placidly to him and allowing him to drag you down and depress you. That's good advice. You have to speak to those negative thoughts, to those thoughts that are a stronghold in your life. Let me give you one more way of tearing down a stronghold, and I love this. Tear down strongholds through worship. You know, in Psalm 149 and verse 5, the psalmist writes this, let the faithful rejoice that he honors them. Let them sing for joy as they lie on their beds. In other words, when you lay down at night, one of the best things you and I can do is to give praise to the Lord. Have a song in our heart. Now watch what happens, verse 6. Let the praises of God be in their mouths and a sharp sword in their hands. There's something about the act of worship that tears down a stronghold. You know, in the book of Judges, there's a very interesting story about a man named Gideon. And most people don't think about this part of Gideon's story, but I think it is the one thing that sets up everything in the life of Gideon. The devil had some strongholds in Gideon's life. Idolatry was one of them. A stronghold passed down from his father, no doubt his grandfather, of idolatry. Fear was another stronghold. He struggled to trust God. Before God could use Gideon in a mighty way like he wanted to, he had to have those strongholds broken. Watch this, Judges chapter 6, verse 25. That night the Lord said to him, take your father's bull and the second bull, 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal that your father has and cut down the Asherah that is beside it. And build an altar to the Lord your God, watch this, on top of the stronghold here with stones laid in due order. Then take the second bull and offer it as a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah that you shall cut down. So that burnt offering is one of devotion. Build an altar of devotion right on top of your stronghold. Tonight, the Lord wants to work in your life right where you're at. You're listening to this message because God is saying to you, there are strongholds in your life, and I want to set you free. I want to see that stronghold torn down. And the thing that will do it is as you worship.